why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So, dear friends, as we speak about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, the awaited Savior of humanity, the 12th divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, there's an interesting conversation that His Eminence has on another occasion or a separate occasion, with Sheikh Al-Mufid, this great esteemed scholar and knowledgeable individual of Tashayyu and the Shia Madhab, the Shia school of thought. Now, here in this conversation, of course, we find that Imam al-Mahdi begins with the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And then he says, Assalamu alaikum, may peace and mercy of Allah be upon you, O helper of religion. O one who invites to Allah with the word of truth, we thank Allah, except whom there is no deity, for your existence, and we invoke Allah's blessings for our master and chief, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the seal of the prophets and his Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Now, this is where this conversation starts, and we find that this dialogue here is very beautiful. You know, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, addresses Sheikh Mufid as the helper of religion. He also addresses Sheikh Mufid as being one who invites towards the Almighty Allah with the word of truth. Now, this is, a very interesting point here, that this is something that is a responsibility of every single one of us, is to invite towards the Almighty Allah with the word of truth. with the word that is beautiful. And of course, truth is beautiful. And so it is our responsibility, you know, wherever we are across the world and whatever language we speak, that we should be able to invite towards Allah, because it is ultimately the Almighty Allah, the teachings of the Almighty Allah, the religion of Islam and the pure Muhammadan Islam, that invites humanity and will guarantee humanity its salvation and its prosperity, both in this world and the next. Another interesting thing here again is the idea that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, thanks the Almighty Allah. You know, an individual who is a divinely appointed imam, they are immaculate, they are infallible, they are sinless, they are ma'soom, they have the level of isma, the level of infallibility or immaculateness. And despite that, this individual here is thanking the Almighty Allah. It really shows the importance of showing gratitude, showing appreciation, being grateful, being thankful to the Almighty Allah, and how even the most perfect of human beings, i.e. the infallible 12th divinely appointed Imam, is also thanking the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
We are talking about what are the reasons for which people would reject the Imam, and hopefully through that we would understand the opposite, which is the reasons for which we might accept him. The other reason that human beings might not accept the Imam or join him when they should is that by the time he returns, they will have seen so much strife and war and turmoil that many of them will become fed up with the whole idea of striving anymore or fighting or going to war, even if it is for the sake of God. In fact, many will have reached a point where they will be seeking relief through death. They will be praying to Allah for death rather than wanting to go and fight anymore. And they will not realize that this is different. Now, just to give you a very quick idea of some of the things that happen before the Imam comes, even though we've talked about the signs. We said that sin and immorality would be widespread before the coming of the Imam. Atheism, flying in the face of God, denying the existence of God, will be open, and blasphemy will not even be considered blasphemy. People will either stop believing in God altogether or will change religion to a certain degree to suit their own beliefs, that it will not even be the original Islam. Large groups of individuals, including Muslims, will become like straws in the wind, where any caller who calls them to anything, they will believe in it. Today one calls them this way, they go this way. Tomorrow somebody calls them that way, they'll go that way. There will be no basis and criteria to identify what is haq from what is batil, what is truth from what is falsehood. And this may be perhaps because of abandoning the Quran, or because of not continuing to maintain respect and acknowledging the ulama, whatever the reason might be. We know also from ahadith that before the coming of the Imam, the Muslims will be oppressed across the world, and many Muslim lands will be taken over by non-Muslims and by their enemies. They will either be overthrown or they will be ruled behind the scenes by others as puppets. In particular, the ahadith mention Palestine, and they talk of the fitna of Philistine, which is very interesting because these riwayats are 1200 and 1400 years old. But there is a repeated mention of Palestine as being under constant strife and being taken by the enemies of Islam. So the fitna of Philistine is mentioned again and again in riwayats. And the fact that Muslims will not only be killed by their enemies, but they will kill themselves, each other as well. There will be wars between the Turks and the Romans. There will be wars that will cover the Muslim nations. The Arabs will fight one another.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.